New York Times is reporting that the police officer who fatally shot Michael Brown in Ferguson, Missouri 2 months ago has told investigators that he was pinned in his vehicle and in fear for his life as he struggled over his gun with Mr. Brown. According to government officials briefed on federal civil rights investigations into the matter, the officer, Darren Wilson, has told authorities that during the scuffle, Mr. Brown reached for the gun. It was fired twice in the car, according to forensic tests performed by the Federal Bureau of Investigation. The first bullet struck Mr. Brown in the arm. The second bullet missed. The forensic test showed that Mr. Brown's blood was on the gun, as well as on the interior door panel and on Officer Wilson's uniform. Officer Wilson told authorities that Mr. Brown had punched and scratched him repeatedly, leaving swelling on his face and cuts on his neck. So this is the first public account of Officer Wilson's testimony to investigators, and I'm sure this investigation will continue. We're not hearing as much as what we heard before from the race baiters that are out there, but we all hope that the truth will come out eventually as to what really happened. I'm Dana Pretzer. That's today's commentary.